Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Is Sunday the first day of the week or the last day of the week?
Welcome, everybody, to Heath's Unpopular Opinion, where sadness always prevails. Man, happy January 1st, happy New Year's, whatever. That means it's rent day for me. It's a sad day to start off this new year, but it's okay, because I did get my stimmy. I did get my little stimmy check. Thank the Lord. All right, as you can all tell, I am joined by a few associates today. Introduce yourselves, friends.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Macy. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm Noah.
Okay, that's not even introducing yourself. Introducing yourself means more than names, people.
Oh, okay. We're in South Carolina right now. This is where I'm originally from, just here for the holidays. We both go back to Utah. We're driving across country. So first cross country trip. It's going to be fun.
Wow. That's the big yuck. Good luck.
I'm from the other part of the country in California, but like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Party.
Wowzies. Well, then we got to dig in deeper, because I think I've only met one of y'all once. What is one superpower that you would have, but not like a generic one, like, I can fly, like a stupid one, like making grass?
I think I would shower without showering.
That's actually a really good one.
Yeah, like always be clean. Like I don't have to like take a shower. I just be like, oh, I want to like be clean, and then I'll chew.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll chew. That's your superhero name.
I'll chew.
I wish I could just fast forward time and then just skip college altogether and just have a job and not have to take classes anymore. I like that.
Wow. Your superpower is just like producing degrees that are valid out of your palms of your hand. That's genius. These are good. This is why you were allowed to both be on the show. This is good stuff. I also am very great. Heck, we are honored to have somebody also with a Southern accent. So thank you for joining. Let's go ahead and plop on into the questions. Full send them our way.
Okay. We have like a list, and so...
Whoa.
We're not going to go through all of them.
No, it's okay. You're the most prepared people we've had on our podcast.
Seriously. Yeah. I've texted so many people. I'm like, hey, make sure to prepare a little list of questions, blah, blah, blah. And they show up and they're like, so what are we doing? I'm like, oh my God.
make sure you say their name specifically too.
Jimbo, you know who you are.
Okay. Are graham crackers a cookie or a cracker?
A cracker. It literally says cracker in the name. Amen.
Tastes like cookies.
No. Nobody eats graham crackers like, ooh, I want to eat a freaking graham cracker. They eat them with marshmallows. Oh, what the?
Most people put stuff on them, and I feel like they put stuff on a cracker and not on a cookie. I feel like most people eat cookies
that exactly.
Yeah. Do you just eat them because they're cheap?
Right. What's your argument?
I don't know. They kind of remind me of like, what's it called? Like ginger snaps or whatever. They are sweeter.
But... I mean, you put marshmallow and chocolate on them usually to make them taste
good. Yeah, and like. People make like more cookies, you know, like you're not gonna put like cheese and like ham on a graham cracker.
I mean, it's just a dessert cracker.
I didn't even know ginger snap was an actual food. I just thought it was a derogatory term. This is interesting. Wow. Well, there you have it. Yep, still a cracker, but thanks for enlightening me a little bit. Just a whack. It's just a whack cracker, a whacker.
It's true.
Right. Yeah.
So, is chili a soup?
Oh boy, are we just is this just going to be like insanely mind blowing food questions the entire time? Is it chili a soup? It just depends where you get it from, man. You got them chunky dunk soups, man, but then also times you just get, it's just water. So I don't know. I think it all just depends on the bean. What's the word? The amount of beans that you shove in your liquid.
Yeah.
That is what constitutes a soup.
That's what I think so too. Because I think it can be a condiment, but I don't think... I don't feel like it has beans when it's a condiment, like when you put on a hot dog.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you are right.
If it has beans and it's a soup, but if it doesn't.
And I feel like if you eat it out of a bowl.
Yeah.
They have like chili cook-offs, and then they don't have like soup cook-offs. So maybe chili, it's its own thing. Kind of like, just like Beyonce, it's just Beyonce.
Its own thing. That was profound. Yeah, this you just had a mental image where you said something about chili being a condiment, just like me at Subway, and they just have a bottle of chili they're squirting on your sandwich or like on a pizza.
I don't know why you would eat chili at Subway.
Why not?
I'm just kidding. I feel like it's got to be like a hamburger or a hot dog, and I feel like Subway doesn't have those things.
Yeah.
That's my first job, actually. At Subway?
Yeah.
Wait, let's run with this. What was it like working at Subway? Was it butt stank awful, or was it actually fun?
I liked half of my coworkers. The others sucked. Okay, never get tuna, ever, okay? What we do, you take the, like, pack thing of tuna, dump it in a bowl, and then you take a pack of mayo and then dump it in a bowl, and then you get gloves on, and you just mush it with your hands. And it's just, like, the most ickiest, yeah, just don't do it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Tuna. Yeah.
Wild.
Man.
But I ate sandwiches all the time, and it was so bad, but it was so good. And then after I quit, I didn't go back for, like, 3 years.
Wow, that's nuts. Wait, yeah. I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true, I heard this once, is it true that on the back of the glass that covers, that's in between you and the customers going down the line, is it really a cheat sheet where you can see everything on the sandwiches?
Yeah, but after like 2 months of working there, like you don't even need a cheat sheet. But
oh, but like, you just put that tune on everything.
Yeah, but it's annoying because like I know how much goes on everything, and so like after I went back there, this one dude only put like 8 slices of like this one meat on there. I was like, no, that's supposed to be 10. And I'm paying for it, so I'm, you know.
It is what it is.
Like, roasted. So you just diss the living mess out of anyone who makes you a Subway sandwich.
I've judged people for making these sandwiches. I'm like, oh, I can do it so much better.
Wow. A true sandwich artist in our midst. Hoorah.
So how fresh is the food actually? Because isn't that like their slogan?
Eat fresh.
Yeah.
The vegetables are, at least. Like, we chop tomatoes and stuff like that. But, like, yeah. The meat just comes in like packages, and it's, yeah, open it up.
I once read an article, it's the internet, so you don't know how true it is, but the ham at Subway is actually genetically modified, genetically engineered, and it's like pretty much not meat.
Like it comes out of a test tube? Like what does that even mean?
Yeah, it means like they like created ham. Like it's not like it came out of a pig. They're just like, here's ham. Also in that same article, they grow it basically. And also in that article, they said that the white bread has more sugar than like 2 soda cans.
Dang. Anyway. Yeah, no, those things are like frozen sticks. Like you can just like bang some with it. And then
Wow.
I have heard the sugar one. I heard that Subway was banned in like Ireland or something because of how unhealthy the bread was.
I know. But Jimmy John's still wins the bread thing. I don't even get the hype about Subway.
Yeah. Agreed. The only thing I like about Jimmy John's is they take out the good part.
You can ask them to keep it in.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean you can ask them to keep it in?
So she means they scrape out the inside of the bread so that it'll fit in. Yeah. But you can ask them to keep the insides.
The fluffiness, that's like the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm.
Wow. Wow. There's a lot of restaurants you need to visit after this video. Okay, last thing about sandwiches. But what made you even want to work at Subway? Like, out of all places, were you just in like a low place in your life? Or
well, I was 15 and I about turned 16, and I wanted a job so I could have money. And I applied to a bunch of places, and Subway is the only one that got back to me.
Wow!
Oh, desperation. Man, making that big $2 an hour. That's nuts.
Yep, I quit after like 6 or 7 months. I was like, I'm done.
Wow.
Wow, still a pretty long time though for Subway.
Yeah, I got a lot of free food. I never had to go buy food, so I saved money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that next question?
Okay. Ooh, okay, this is another food one. I promise they're not all food. do you bite or do you lick your ice cream?
Bite.
Yeah, I definitely bite it.
I feel like it depends on the sensitivity of your teeth.
Yeah,
really sensitive teeth.
I don't have sensitive teeth. Do you, Heath?
These teeth look sensitive to you, man.
They look sexy, but not sensitive.
In a big chompas, big sexy champas.
You also chew ice? I feel like people that chew ice.
No, I love chewing ice, though.
Oh,
I don't chew ice. You
bite your ice cream?
No. Too sensitive.
It probably sensitive from you chomping on ice.
Yeah, exactly. That's not even like you. I mean, it doesn't taste good. It doesn't fill you up. I mean, what is it? What do you?
It's just water. It's just
getting.
I have an aunt that just doesn't drink water. She just gets a thing of a cup of ice and just chews on it, but she won't just drink.
It probably stops her from eating too, like because it's just. When you sometimes you eat when you're bored, so you just kind of chew on ice. Yeah. It's the same
I think that's why I chew on ice.
Yeah.
So, dang it, I just ate. And then when I'm broke, too, I have like no food.
So it's like a gum replacement.
Yeah.
Like ice.
Like, do I want to go out and spend money on food, or do I just eat this ice? Like, I'll just eat ice. Yeah.
Oh, mad respect, man. I tried doing that once, and I felt like whenever the ice broke, whenever I chonked on it, I thought it was all of my teeth that fell out into my mouth. I was like, oh my gosh, it's over.
It's pretty bad for your teeth, actually, chewing ice. That's why I don't do it.
I have braces, so.
That's all good.
Bo, you do you, man.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Big braces. Get them. Let's hear another question that's hopefully not about the food dog.
Okay. Should human cloning be legal?
Should human what be illegal?
Cloning.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just depends. Like if you're a sucky person, then no. But if you're someone awesome, like freaking who is somebody that we could use more of?
More Gal Gadots. Wonder Woman. More Wonder Woman.
That took me a second, too, because that is not even her name. But yeah, that, I mean, wait. Chris Pratt, we could, yeah. Yeah. We could use more of him.
Or
no homo.
Or more Wonder Women.
It would make these a lot easier, the ones where one actor plays like multiple people. The Tyler Perry movies. Five people.
That's true.
He had a bunch of him. A lot easier.
The stunt doubles too, you know?
Yeah, that is scary to think about. Six Medeas on screen at once. Yeah, okay, I take it back. We cannot do human cloning. It has to be illegal. That would be nice, though, if I didn't have people like to do the podcast with. I could just clone somebody. That would be kind of cool. Like clone celebrities and have them on. Because so far, none of them have gotten back to me yet through emails. But it's fine. Yeah.
One day.
Have you ever seen like the Santa Claus movies?
Tim Allen.
Yeah, and like I think it's the second one, and he like has to like find a wife, so they like clone him. So there's a Santa in like the North Pole, and it goes like horribly wrong.
I don't remember. Oh yeah, and he turns all evil and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh. Rules, and he makes every kid naughty in the world.
Wow.
That's why I don't like because I think of that movie.
It kind of reminds me of, I've seen movies before where, like, someone splits, and then one person's, like, all the, like, light qualities, the good qualities, and then one's, like, the dark side of the person. Why does it show me your
So if I clone myself and then just slaughter the other one, then I would be perfect and wholesome is what you're saying.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That would kind of fake the whole cloning thing because then there's only one of you again.
Yeah, is it the clone or is it you?
It's me. I am me. The clone is dead. I take it back. We're getting this going. It can't be illegal anymore. Wow, that was a fun question. What's some more? What's some more? Keep dropping them.
Okay. Ooh, what is the best seat in an airplane? Like, is it the aisle, middle, or window?
The one where you're in the bathroom.
The whole flight.
I love airplane toilet holes. Those things are just, it's just so weird. But it's like your own little private first class thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It just depends. Like, if you're, well, I guess the middle seat's never good, even when you're with your family. So, I guess probably the window one, but it makes it hard to get to the first class bathroom. So, I'd probably be on the, probably the end of one.
Okay.
You can stretch out your legs all in the aisles, trip people. You'll be the last one out if your plane is crashing down. So, that means insta death for you. So, everything is fine. Yep. There is nothing wrong.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Aisle seats. Stuff the window.
I don't agree with the bathroom.
I'd rather be on the ground.
See, I like the window because then I can just see everything. Like on my flight here, there was another plane next to us and we were racing. It was kind of cool. And you can't see that when you're that.
Yeah. I don't mind the window seat, but I don't ever look out the window.
Yeah, I had a window seat a couple of times, and I never looked out the window.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was open, and I was like, eh. Like, I didn't, like, intentionally look out. It just kind of, like, peeked, and I was like, eh. Closed it.
Yeah. I just do that motion sick, so I hate it. And then one time I was sitting next to the window, and this lady, we were going to take off. She's like, oh, do you like to watch the takeoff out the window? I know she was asking because she wanted to watch it. And I was like, no, I get motion sick. I'd rather for the window to stay down.
No.
Wow.
Crushed her dream.
And she's really nice about it. It was a Utah flight, so of course she was.
No, when I was landing in Charleston, like, I don't know what was going on with the pilot, but he literally, like, the plane was like this, and I was just staring straight down at a house, and I was like, oh, cool, we're gonna die now. Okay.
Yo.
I was like, what is going on? And I've flown a lot in my life, so I was just like, okay.
That's why flights are so expensive, so you can get these nice views that no one else can get.
You're gonna die in peace now.
Wait, when you said earlier you were racing with another airplane, like the man legitimately came on air and was like, attention, attendance, we're going to freaking wreck this plane in this race. We're going to, yeah. He's like, watch this. It's the nitro.
No, I wish. I don't know if my pilot knew how to fly a plane, honestly, because like he would speed up and then you could feel it speed up and then like slowly go back and then speed up and slowly go back. And I was like, and then you could feel the little dips and stuff. I was like, what the heck? Like, if anything, the other plane beat us. Like,
oh man, so he lost the race and he just kept brake checking nothing the entire way.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. What is your shirt? What is your shirt?
It says be positive that you're negative. It's a COVID shirt.
I was trying to relate it to like, you know, the gospel and I was like, doesn't really work.
I was like, I don't know if it was one of those math jokes or like those, yeah, that you see like plastered on a doctor's office.
I actually have a funny story about this shirt. So they give these out for free at the University of South Carolina if you get tested for COVID. And so my sister, I have a twin sister that's in college too. And she went like, she would go twice every week to get tested for COVID so she could get free t-shirts.
Wow.
Here we go. They stopped giving out t-shirts like a couple of weeks ago.
Now yeah. Probably because people were just drying them of their supply. So her whole wardrobe is just that shirt.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't know if they do this so they can know like when people get tested, but every week they change the logo.
Oh.
That stays the same. The words on the back of the logo. It's just the USC stuff. But the stuff on the front changes.
So. Oh.
That's hilarious.
Interesting.
You say you have a twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
So is that why you came up with the cloning question? Do you feel like you've been cloned?
No. Honestly, Macy came up with all the questions. we're not identical. We're fraternal.
Ah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're just born on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes all my other questions irrelevant. Those identical things. Or it was a Siamese twin. You just like turned your back around and then it was like Voldemort coming to your back.
Voldemort.
They're sassy the same though.
They're what?
They're both like sassy in the same way.
Good. That's cool. Wild. What's another question?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Right to the food.
Oh no, we've already talked. I think I talked about this in one of the other podcasts, but I do have an update on this. I do have an update. Credits to whoever I saw this on. It was like a meme. Thank you, whoever you are. But it was it's like a hot dog. It's not a sandwich. It's a taco.
It's an American taco.
It's literally just a bread taco. It makes a lot more sense.
Okay, but another question that was right above it was, is a taco a sandwich?
Oh, no.
It's a taco. It's like a chili is a chili. Taco is a taco.
It's its own breed?
Yeah, because a burrito is not a sandwich. A burrito is a burrito.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know. either all of them are sandwiches or none of them are.
I feel like the hard shells are most definitely not, but I'm really conflicted on the soft.
See, tacos. I'm a soft taco kind of person.
That's a wrap.
My light like went out, but we're just gonna keep going. Yeah, I don't know. Like freaking yeah. I just want to skip this question.
Wow.
These make my brain work too hard. I don't want to think about tacos and sandwiches and hamburgers and what the differences are.
Okay. The hair one.
Oh, yeah. If you had to give up one thing for the rest of your life, would it be brushing your hair or your teeth?
He'd do his hair.
Well, I mean, I really don't do much of either.
If you had like hair like us, like long hair, then answer that.
Hair.
I feel like I would do dreads. I just couldn't. Well, is it like brush your teeth in general or or because you still use mouthwash. You might get away with not brushing your teeth. No.
But like, what about all the buildup on your teeth? No, that's true.
Yeah,
that mouthwash does have like,
not brush my hair.
What is that stuff in it that like breaks down all the germs? Maybe it'll break down it over time.
The antiseptic. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I mean, I probably just go with neither.
Okay.
Boom. Oh. Like, I don't know.
I would hire somebody to kill you, Heath, if you didn't brush your teeth or your hair.
I'd be okay with that, man. Freaking, I honestly.
No.
Someone answer this for me, because I don't get it, man. I get out of the shower and I brush my hair like all the time. Like I never put product in it because I think that's kind of gay. But like I brush my hair all the time, and within like 10 minutes, it just gets all floppy again. So I've just given up like for a really long time. Like I still brush it, but it always just goes back to some weird default bush mop, and I don't know how to fix it. And I'm not spending money on hair product because that's garbo. No.
I didn't brush my hair this morning, or I did, but it always just falls flat.
Yeah, there's all these celebrities and other people who think like who have like messy looking hairstyles, and people are like, "Wow, like that's such cool hair." So whenever people see my hair, they think I'm homeless. Like it doesn't make sense.
It's because they craft the hair to look neat but messy. It's like a style,
and they're famous. You're not famous.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's their fans. They just think that their hair is cool even when they don't brush it.
Yeah, they can literally like wear a pumpkin and they think it's like the coolest thing in the world.
So it's like a peer pressure thing. Thank you for helping me out. That resolves something deep within me. Well then, yeah, so I'm not going to brush my hair to just hope I get famous. God, I look like right now because my light went out. I look like those people in like James Bond movies, just like silhouettes.
Yeah.
Like, here's your mission.
Hey, Heath, if you want, you could start buying coconut oil. It's like you get a big old jar and it'll last you like years. But basically just like dip your fingers in it every morning and rub it through your hair and your hair will become semi-malleable.
Don't put it on your scalp though, because then your hair will just look greasy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, number one, you said the word buy, so I'm not doing that. And number two, I like to eat coconuts, not put them in my hair.
It's good for your hair.
I mean, you can cook with it too. So like,
to cook with my coconut hair.
Oil.
Shove it in the pan. No.
Or no, you just wring out your hair when you want to cook.
That is big yuck. What is a wow? So much to think about. What's another question? We have to be getting close to slamming out your list, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Okay, this one's kind of weird, but like, yeah, whatever.
So am I.
So yeah. Okay. Do you poop with the bathroom door closed or open? Like, what would you prefer?
It just kind of happens. Like, I'm fine with either one. If I just happen to close it, usually I close it when I'm taking a shower, but if it was already there, it takes extra effort to open the door and then close it back. So I just leave it open sometimes.
Is it the door to the entire bathroom? My toilet has a door, and then my entire bathroom has a door.
Yeah, you just fancy.
yeah, what?
I respect that. I respect that.
Well, because we share, like, when my siblings and me share a bathroom, and so it's like somebody could be in the toilet, but somebody else can be showering. And
dude, I will never even close the bathroom door, though, or, like, the toilet door. I would never close it.
I mean, we don't. It's all us girls, but it's not all girls.
Huh. But, yeah, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty open man. I have nothing to hide. So, yeah,
You should hide open. More.
Get out of here, man. Yeah, good question, though. I'm always a big sucker for bathroom questions. Is anything else you want to know? Let me know.
what color is your poop? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. Please.
It's brown.
I think I thought it'd be green. I'm just kidding.
With black taint. What's a yeah? Let's keep it going. What else you got? What else you got? Question wise.
Okay, is it better to shower in the morning or at night?
Oh,
both.
No one takes that many showers, dog.
You're one of those who like take a shower at night and then they wake up and take another one.
That's me. Yeah.
Do you wash your hair?
Not this. I don't. I wash my hair every other day.
Okay. Ew. That's okay.
No, I just rinse it out so there's no oil in the mornings, and then I don't usually wash my hair at night. Like, and then the next morning I'll wash my hair and then I rinse it at night, and so I just kind of, yeah.
Whack! This is how it should be done. This is a question I've been dealing with for a long time because I like waking up early and taking a shower, but the problem is, it's hard waking up early and taking the shower because it's like exercise. I kind of want to get in the practice of exercising, yet it would conflict with my belief that I'm supposed to shower in the morning. And so if I have to wake up even earlier to exercise and then take a shower, that means I have to wake up even earlier, which I'm not going to do. If I exercise and then come home and take a shower, then it's nighttime. It would be at night. And yeah. I don't want to do that because I feel more productive if I take the shower in the morning. As you can tell, this is a big crisis of mine. So
just do both. Just shower in the night and in the morning. Why not? It's so comfortable. I take cold showers in the morning. Right. Only when I'm at Heath's, but yeah. I'm just kidding. But I take showers like, I don't know. It's kind of relieving for me. Also, it's like a place to that I can like just kind of get my thoughts in order. So that's why I take them two times a day.
You're like, I like showers, but like remember my superpower? Like,
Oh yeah.
And like I can't shower at night because like there's Kool-Aid in my hair. It's red. And I have white bed sheets, and so if I like go to bed at night with wet hair, it stains my sheets and my comforter.
Wait, well then what, you just get the Kool-Aid out of your hair? What does it even mean?
I boiled a pot of Kool-Aid and then like put my hair in it in August. What? It's still not out.
Yeah.
Huh? Wait, like this was like a freak accident? Or, but then again, why would you try to boil the
hair? I just accidentally... Yeah. So like my friend, she always dyes her hair with Kool-Aid because it's like a Kool-Aid pack's like what? Like 50 cents. And so like all I gotta do is get like two or three of them, put them in like a pot, boil it with like water and stuff, and then put it on like the floor and then like flip your head around, put all your hair in it for like 30 minutes and then like wash it like the day later. And then like it's supposed to stay for like a few months, but mine's been since August and then it's still like super gray. So I don't know.
I mean, does your house just smell like burning hair? Like what? And you keep it in there for 30 minutes, just like on the stove?
No.
So you boil it, so it's like the boiling point, and then you take it off, and then you just dunk your head in it.
Oh. Not your whole head, though.
Well, yeah. No, but like the steam of it, I was just sweating as it was like in the pot, because, yeah, it... So, yeah, but I can't get it out. I've tried. So.
Whack.
Wow.
Okay, let's go to the next question. I got my lights working back on. We're good to go.
Okay, how do you feel about accents? Do you think it makes someone more attractive if they have an accent?
Or what?
If they have an accident?
An accent. Like yeehaw, like her.
Oh. I would never say that word.
It's like, good night. This is a dark question. Do you think someone's more attractive if they were in an accident?
Yeah, they're missing a leg. Yeah.
Do you have pity? Yeah.
I'm only into girls that have no arms. gosh. That's too funny. What was the actual question we're talking about? Sorry, I forgot again.
Are people more attractive?
Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts on
that? Yeah. Like, if someone had an accent, would that make them 10 times more attractive? Like, say, some, like, you met someone from, like, Britain or something.
If it was a British accent, I always think of those people on.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. You know those commercials where it's like the girls with the really spaced out. Sorry, this is so funny. With the girls with the really spaced out teeth, and they're like, get the London look kind of thing. Yeah, so if girls have a British accent, that's instantly what I think of. I'm like, ugh. Like, wear braces, get your teeth back straight. Like, that's whack. British accents on girls are weird.
I personally love it. I don't like the Cockney accent where it's like, we're Britain eating it. Like, I don't like those, but the Queen's English, that's pretty nice.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, ain't it?
Or something. Tuesday, isn't it? Think it free, bro. Or Arnar.
Oh my goodness. That is so funny.
What about country accents, Heath? What's your thing on that?
I don't really have a preference. I mean, if the person is attractive, I don't care if it's normal or if it's southern. But if it's like northern and they're like really annoying with some weird high pitched cringe voice, both. Then that one's a no.
Both.
Both.
I actually can't even hear accents, like southern accents, unless they're stronger than mine is.
Your brother.
I don't hear western accents at all. When I'm out west, I think everybody sounds the same.
Like, you don't think I have an accent?
No, I don't.
But you don't have an accent.
Yeah. Neither, yeah, I don't either. Neither do you, Noah.
I thought I did.
Heck no. You're just a person.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm more southern than all of you because I'm from Florida.
Shut up. But I did just learn recently that Florida was, I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I forgot during the Civil War, there were actually more Confederate states than South Carolina. And so I didn't realize Florida was part of that. So, that happened. What other accents are there? The only other one I can even think of is just like New Zealand, Australia people. And that stuff is actually cool.
I love the Kiwi accent. It's like, man, mate, she's a baddie. That's my favorite. That's for you, Edward.
Yeah, so I had a friend that had a really strong accent. He would just go around. Like, I don't know why, but his favorite thing to say was, eat razor blades. And it was just, yeah. And it sounded cool because of the accent, so.
And there's, like, Canadian, and they say A at the end of everything.
Yeah. For future reference, we need to bring some people from Canada on the show because I actually did live with a guy who was from Canada and I actually did start getting in the habit of saying that. It just felt right.
Yeah. See, I like on my mission, I was up in Kalispell, which is right at the border. That's where we were together. And I got in the habit of saying big.
I think big?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, oh, go back out of big. And said
better. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Bake, tag, leg.
Pasta.
Yeah. Nah. Do they have
pastas? A toque.
Like
pasta? Oh, sofa.
That's funny. But yeah, in conclusion, yeah, I don't really think only British accents really turn me off. Everything else is just kind of whatever. Yep. We got to be running short on this list now, right? What's some other stuff?
I think there's only like one more.
Perfect.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Wait, really fast. Can you hear my stomach growling? Can you hear it through this microphone? I'm just trying to test it out.
Yeah, I can.
Wow. This is top-notch, state-of-the-art technology. That's awesome. Okay, sorry. What was your question?
Okay, last one. Big spoon or little spoon?
Little spoon. Every time. And that about sums up the episode, everybody. Don't forget your little spoons. Everybody, thanks for joining. Y'all are legends. The end.